This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, 173 total yards last night. You'd say, probably a pretty quiet day at the office. Oh no, Josh Allen turned into 28.42 fantasy points, amongst the highest players, highest scoring players at any position in week 13. And by the way, one more note here. Josh Allen is now the first quarterback in NFL history with a passing, rushing, and receiving touchdown in the same game, albeit one of those passing touchdowns also was the receiving touchdown, but Josh was incredible last night.
Field Yates going to get ready for Howard to pick the Bills. Before we do that, all right, Joe, quickly, Texans. Chiefs, Broncos.
Broncos.
Chargers, Raiders.
Chargers.
Wow. Well, the things that you've done on this.
What have I done?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you in a minute. Browns, Ravens.
Ravens.
Bengals, Steelers. This is week 18.
Steelers.
We're catching up because we're picking the rest of the games.
Yeah.
While Howard
ready
picks
for some
the
playoff
Bills.
Matchups.
And then we'll have all the playoff matchups and all that good stuff. All right. So I'll tell you how this all played out after Howard goes ahead and picks the Bills. Hey, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Welcome.
Doing great.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe takes over the show, and the Bills are 10-2 for the first time in 33 years.
I mean, it's not nothing. 10-2.
I am really just a good luck charm. The first show I ever hosted on this radio station ever was the day before their first playoff game in 17 years.
See?
Wow.
You got
they broke
touch.
The drought.
Now, if they win the Super Bowl this year, you got to put that on your resume.
If they win the Super Bowl, what do we even do?
Right.
I don't understand. Conceptually, do I come to work on Monday, or do I just...
Well, you're
resume?
Still hungover.
I mean, what am I doing? Am I standing in the street?
Yes.
I'm still awake.
Yeah.
I'm still awake. I would say that.
Yeah, you wouldn't go to sleep.
No.
You'd be too keyed up. Be fired up to... Yeah.
Well, they're 10-2. They look darn good. How'd you like... what was your favorite play? You like the lateral? Do you like the Mac Hollins hair pull? Did you see that one?
I just saw that yesterday. Uh-huh. That's a big oops,
that's
huh?
That's nice.
Yeah. No, I mean, the lateral was... The Cook 65-yard touchdown run was a pretty sweet play.
Yep.
The lateral was just amazing. Even by, you'd think we'd we would no longer be surprised by anything that Josh Allen does, and yet that happens, and you just, my jaw dropped.
Right, now it's like, what's next?
Right?
What hasn't he done?
We know he can hurdle. We know he does all these different
things. He's jumped over guys. He's caught touchdowns.
Right.
He just scored one on a lateral. What's left? He's got to throw one left-handed.
Yeah.
There you go.
You want to make that bet? Him to throw a left-handed touchdown in his career.
Throw the ball up in the air high enough to go downfield and catch it himself.
Yeah.
Did you see the mic'd up, the NFL mic'd up?
The clip where he's on the sideline?
Yeah. It's funny because Keon Coleman there talking to him. You know, Coleman's not dressed for the game, obviously. And Coleman says, you didn't tell him to throw it to you? You two, like, no. But
they told him it was, he got two touchdowns on the play?
Yeah, it started with Cooper saying, you wanted it, right? And Allen looks, the look on his face, yeah, absolutely, I wanted it.
It's like, what are you kidding?
It's like me asking my black lab, you want this ball? Like, yes, yes, absolutely, I wanted it.
My favorite part of the night was Sean McDermott doing a snow angel with Josh Allen live on ESPN.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just...
Listen.
He's not a coach who shows happy emotions like that.
I got news for you. I was saving this for the Jaron Joe's Knowledge Emporium. Your favorite segment, of course.
Of course.
Where we tell everybody something they didn't know about the games of the week that just happened.
Very nice.
Sean McDermott doing snow angels is right there on the level with, guess what Mike Tomlin did this week? He got on another player's like Instagram live from the locker room and celebrated.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an Antonio Brown move.
Used to be. We don't do that from the locker room.
Wow.
Yeah. A newer version of Mike Tomlin
How
is.
About that?
Let's party, boys.
Najee Harris, I think, had it.
Is that who it was? Was Najee Harris?
I think it was Najee Harris' Instagram live. Yeah.
Hey, old dogs, new tricks.
That's okay.
Got to grow with your players. Mike Tomlin broadcasting celebration from the locker room.
I thought it was significant because if you tie it in with his post, did you see McDermott's post-game speech?
Yes.
And here he is talking about how he's 50 years old. You got to enjoy these moments. You got to cherish it.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like, you know, coaches are so tightly wound to begin with. Very much 24-hour rule, and we're on to the next game, and we're 1-0, and humble, and finally, it's just like, wow, the guy's having fun. Like he looked like a coach who realized, well, this is a special team I got. Like this, there's some serious special stuff going on right now with this team. I need to enjoy it, and I like that.
One thing to wonder about that before we get to you picking the Bills, you know, Diggs' departure. People talk about Diggs a lot as a very high, strong, emotional, driven guy. I'll just ask this as just asking: is it possible that McDermott is a little less tightly wound? Not because Diggs is gone, but just in addition to that being gone, maybe McDermott has taken if I take a little bit of a breath here, people might be able to relax a little bit.
100%. And I think it's less about Diggs and more about McDermott evolving as a coach. You just gave the Mike Tomlin example. Would you ever have thought that would have happened with him?
Mm-mm.
Like Iron Mike Tomlin? I know it was Iron Mike Ditka. But, I mean, I think McDermott's, and he needed to. He evolved as a coach in terms of fourth down decisions. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why, to me, the snow angel and the reaction he had, to me, was significant because that's not normally who he is. And I do think maybe he's at a point where he realizes, I got to have some fun with this because I've got one of the best teams in this league. I've got this great quarterback. And he must know, like, this team has really come together and is exceeding my expectations. He must know, like, there's something going on in that room. And you got to kind of stand back and enjoy it every now and then, which is good for him. I do agree. I do agree with you, Jeremy. I think it's less about Diggs not being here and more about McDermott evolving in this era as a head coach.
Yeah. Well, without further ado, let's have you pick the Bills. There's not that many games left in regular season, and then there's some playoff games to pick as well. We'll tell you what the seed is and where they are. Joe has picked the rest of the schedule. So
I've picked the rest.
Howard will pick the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
Well, let's get you to pick the Bills here because that's what the people want. They're outside our windows chanting.
I thought I saw a group
pick
of people with signs
Bills.
That said pick the Bills.
Pick the Bills.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
The Bills have never lost the first game out of the bye in the Sean McDermott era. I will take the Bills to continue the Sean McDermott after the bye streak and go 8-0 in his tenure.
Quick hitter, thrown behind, but somehow caught, and now lateral to Allen and reaching for the pylon. Are you kidding me? It's a touchdown. Steps up in the pocket, looks to tuck it and run. on his feet to the five and into the end zone. The Beast does it again.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay. Time for Howard to pick the Bills and then pick the playoffs. We'll be using the ESPN playoff machine because it gives us the matchups. So, Bills-Rams, what do you like?
I like the Bills. I don't think, you know, this is a game that makes me a little bit nervous. I think, you know, Stafford, he's got his receivers back. The offensive line is healthier. The running game's okay. Their defense up front is, they've got a beast of guys on the defensive line. Jared Verse is having a terrific season as well. There are some things to like about the Rams, but I still would say the Bills, I don't think it'll be 35-10, but I think the Bills will win the football game.
Bills win. I feel good about that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Verse is a game wrecker.
He's yeah. really
You know
good.
What's really fun to watch, by the way? Brian Baldinger's highlights and his breakdowns mm-hmm. are really cool. The way that Deion Dawkins plays his position.
Yeah. I saw some of this yesterday. Some of the chop moves
does
he was
it
showing.
All the time.
Yeah.
And maybe someday we'll get Sal to talk about it. I'll ask about it tomorrow. And Joe Marino, too. Because there's so much handwork.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Dawkins is just dropping guys on the ground routinely with chops.
Yeah.
And it's super cool
also,
to watch.
Have you seen the thing of how far off he lines up now?
2 yards.
It was like
2 yards.
Any tackle had been away from a guard.
He was in
or
this
something.
Game, he was 2 yards split.
I had noticed that earlier in the season, too. There are plays where he just is way away from the left guard. Hmm.
Think of him like
on
a tight
island.
End.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
No, don't think I'm like a tight end. All
right. He can catch.
Bills, Rams, you're picking to win. Bills, yes. Lions.
I'm going to still make this a Detroit victory. I know this will go over really well on Twitter, X this morning, but I
just
think...
You've got bigger fish to fry. You're picking the playoffs.
That's right. I'm going to take the Lions for now. That's right.
All right.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Okay, Lions.
You were on the verge, though, I feel like there. You kind of wanted to.
Well, you know, I watched some of their game against the Bears. I mean, if the Bears had any the guy's not their head coach. If the Bears had a competent head coach, they might have won that game.
What do the Bills do in that spot? The Bills get a field goal in that spot.
At least.
100%.
Well, of course, the Bills don't have a rookie quarterback or, you know.
The
Bills could let the clock run because I think they would be organized better at the line and running a play quicker.
Allen's not waiting until 6 seconds to snap the ball.
Right,
I'm 99% sure.
Lost to the Lions. Then, of course, the Patriots. Hi, divisional friends. How are you this year? Oh, we already won the division. Nice to see you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Patriots game... Is it the first one here or is that in New England? Which one's
first? One is here.
Okay, yeah. I think the Bills will win that. I think the game in New England could be a little sticky at times. New England a little squirmy at times. Let's just put it that way.
We got ourselves another Drake May fan over there.
I do. I think he's good.
He's really good.
I didn't really see him play in college, but the times I've seen him play with the Patriots, I think he's got some composure. He's got some game. He's got a little swashbuckle to him.
He ran for 60 last
swashbuckle.
Week.
Chutzpah, you know? I like a lot of things that I see in him. I don't think they're a very good team yet around him.
No, they should probably...
I don't think Gerard Mayo's a good coach, but I like May.
They should fire their coach.
Yeah,
I don't think they will, but they should. Jets at Bills.
I mean, this is one of the most disappointing seasons in the history of the National Football
League. What are you talking about? It's the greatest season ever. I love it.
Is Tim Boyle going to start that game? Is Tim Boyle on the Jets?
No, he's in Miami now? He's on another team. He started earlier in Miami. Where is he?
He's somewhere else. He's going to get released. He's going to start that game. I want odds on Tim Boyle.
This dude keeps getting jobs in the NFL. It blows my mind. The Giants. Right? He's the Giants number two right now.
Won't Tyrod or Tyrod Taylor start that game?
Yes. I think right now I would say yes.
And then Bills, Patriots. In New England. You said sticky but fine.
A little sticky but fine.
Can you tell, based on what I picked, if they have clinched the one seed?
I can tell a lot of things based on what you picked.
And like going into week 18, the Chiefs have already played.
Now I'm going to give you the matchups in the first round, and we're just going to go from there.
No, but before he picks, like, he might want to know if Trubisky's playing.
He might want to know. I'm not telling you.
Okay.
Wow.
He already picked them to beat the Patriots. All right, first round matchups. Denver at L.A., the Chargers.
Ooh, that's
what did
that's
I do?
Uh-oh. Juicy.
Joe picked the Chiefs to
lose.
Wow,
I did not realize that happened, though.
I gave them every game.
I thought they were going to be down, but I didn't think they were going to be that far down.
Chargers win the division on Joe's picks. So, Broncos at Chargers.
Wow, Joe, way to go.
Broncos Chargers the 2 seed.
How about that?
Is what you picked.
The 2 seed?
They just had 187 yards of offense on Sunday. You just picked them as the 2 seed. Here we go. Broncos at Chargers.
They must have an easy schedule.
I'm picking this? Yep. I thought you guys were picking the playoff games.
All right, fine. We'll pick that.
I'll just pick the Bills games.
Let's pick the Broncos.
Broncos.
It's Joe's mess.
It's a good thing you picked the Broncos, because that means when Kansas City wins at Houston, then they don't come here.
Oh, they go.
Because they will beat Houston.
Well, they might. Will they go to Baltimore and Pittsburgh? Who wins Baltimore and Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh always wins
that
game.
They win that game all the time.
So Kansas City at Pittsburgh, Denver at Buffalo.
Let's go Pittsburgh.
Revenge game for the Bills after what happened last year against the Broncos.
Yeah.
Take the Bills.
Bills to beat Denver and then to host the Steelers in the AFC Championship?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take that. I mean, I know Russell's cooking again, right? And and their defense. It'd be nice if T.J. Watt decided not to play that day. But I will take that matchup. I think I'm very confident the Bills would beat Pittsburgh here in that game. I would be very happy to take that.
I literally laid it up for you perfectly on a tee to pick them to go to the Super Bowl.
They don't play Denver City, they don't play Baltimore. That's right.
Jeez.
I will take that scenario.
Yeah, you had Kansas City finishing this last stretch here 2-3.
Way to go, Joe.
That to me is not the craziest part.
No, that's possible.
I think the Chargers going, whatever I had them going, is the craziest part.
They won the division on a tiebreaker. Is what happened.
Well, they would have beaten Kansas City, and then I guess you had the Chiefs losing to Denver.
Well, I know I had that. I would pick the Chargers to beat the Chiefs this week.
All right, I like that. I'll take avoiding the Ravens and the Chiefs very much so.
All right, so Bills go to the Super Bowl. And we'll pick the NFC side of it. Washington at Philly.
The Lions go.
Just Philly, put Detroit in.
Minnesota at LA. The Rams. You have the Rams win the division.
What?
Wow. Yeah, that's what you did. You had the Rams win that division.
They're only a game out of first
stinks.
Place.
That division stinks.
Yeah, Minnesota.
That's not crazy.
Who's winning that? Minnesota or the Rams?
Minnesota.
Okay. Green Bay at Atlanta.
Green Bay.
That means Green Bay goes to
Detroit.
Ooh, that's a good matchup.
And the Rams. Nope. The Eagles host the Rams. Eagles will smash the Rams.
Yeah.
Eagles Vikings. I thought.
They just blew.
Oh, we picked the Vikings. Okay, yeah. Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Eagles will win either way, right?
Eagles Lions.
Yeah. Lions.
Don't sleep on those Packers.
Joe
those Packers
are
no, I'm right. I think the Packers are very close to Detroit, but I think
I
at home I would still pick Detroit to win.
Okay. Bills Lions Super Bowl, Howard. You did pick them to lose a week from now.
But that was in Detroit. This is neutral site.
And that's
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
And that's key. And also, the Bills will have played Detroit. They will have learned from that game. They will have picked up some things that they will now improve upon in the Super Bowl, and the Bills would win the rematch against the Lions.
I'm picking the Bills to win the Super Bowl.
And Josh wins the MVP.
Start the parade. And Josh wins the MVP.
Just between us. You think they're going to do it?
I think they have a legit shot, yes. I would never have said this before the season.
That's a total cop-out.
Will they do it?
That's not what I asked
you. I mean, it's a Buffalo sports team. For me to say they'll do it would just be screwing around with the football gods. Will they do it? Yeah, there's something special about this team.
All right.
They're giving off of... You're the one who always talks about... So I forget how you would phrase it. It's not the year when you think they're going to do it. When you don't think they're going to do it and they do it, that's really cool. Like, I did not think this team was good enough to go to the Super Bowl. The last 3 years, I felt that way.
Yeah.
I feel about this team the way I did the last 3 years, which means they're good enough to win the Super Bowl. I think they're back to that status for me. And if Joe's scenario lays out, I mean, that's a pretty good run, a path to take if you avoid both the Chiefs and the Ravens.
I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board and see how I got there.
Right now,
but maybe that might play out.
Right. The Chargers currently have a 6% chance to win their division, and you pick them to win it. They're three games back.
Zero.
Hey, they're the Bills. Three games back this late in the year.
Do you think they will win it?
I mean,
ultimately? They're good enough now.
Yes, they're definitely good enough.
The offense is doing well despite the turnover. The defense is playing well despite the fact that there's really no one guy you'd look at and go, I mean, Milano's their best player, but there's nobody on that defense you'd look at and go, oh my God, they scare the living daylights out of opposing coaches.
Do you have a fatal flaw you can think of?
I think the obvious one is if Bass has a bad day in a close playoff game, you're cooked. I think I'd still be worried. Honestly, I'm still worried about the run defense, and the safeties do give me some nervousness. I think Hamlin's gotten better. I think Rapp has turned out to have a really good season, actually. He's playing well. He's made a number of clutch plays. He stopped touchdowns, what, twice or three times the other night. But I would still worry about safety play. You know, we'll see if maybe Micah Hyde comes back. But I'd worry about safety play, the run defense. On the offense, fellas, I really don't. There's really nothing that I would look at and go, there's a fatal flaw in offense. Line's good. Running game's good. Running backs are deep. Tight ends are fine. Quarterback is having an MVP year. He is the MVP of this league right now.
No argument.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir. We'll talk next week, and you'll pick him to win it again, I guess.
Well, unless they lose to the Rams.
Yeah, that's true.
Which we hope doesn't happen. Nice to see you, fellas.
Might be a different road. I mean, you can't do much better.
Be a different road. Next
Joe
week.
Home might not
Denver,
the,
home Pittsburgh. Denver
yeah, and Chargers, Pittsburgh. Chargers winning the AFC West.
Yeah. All right. That's Howard Picks the Bills. You can give us a call, 803-0550. You think they're going to win it? Who's feeling comfortable enough to say it? You can join us, 803-0550 on WGR.